This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. The Freehand Music Festival 2019 is Malaysia's first contemporary classical piano composers festival and it's happening on the 14th of August. Featured as the festival's headline performer is pianist Mei Yi Fu, who is a recipient of BBC Music Magazine's Best Newcomer Award in 2013, her homegrown talent who's currently based in the UK. So joining me today to tell us more are Mei Yi herself and the festival's director, Adeline Wong.
Thank you, Sharmila. Thank
you. So I think the first thing that came to mind for me when I read the description of the festival was, what is contemporary classical piano? Because often those words, contemporary and classical, may seem like they are opposites. What kind of music are we talking about?
I think contemporary classical piano is a kind of way for us to differentiate between contemporary pop music, you know. So if we just put contemporary piano, you may get different misunderstandings. So that's why we've put in contemporary classical. So mainly it is pieces that are, you know, you can define them as classical piano works, the way it's written, but contemporary meaning that it's modern in the way that the composers are still living. And these works that you will hear in the festival are all within the past 5 years, so it's very current. But the style of writing, you know, the music notation is Western classical notated, for most of the pieces at least.
The festival itself, what is the structure of the festival?
The structure itself features 9 composers. And out of these composers, 2 will be chosen as the winners, so-called winners, we say, because they're just going to be commissioned by UCSI University to compose a set work for their International Piano Festival and competition in 2020. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have the performances of the 9 works. And then the judges, will have 2 judges coming in from overseas, will pick 2 works. And those 2 works will then be the winning composers' works, and they will write a new work for the piano competition next 2020.
So that's the competitive aspect of the festival.
Yes.
Is there also a performance aspect?
Yes, that's why Mei Yi is here to play all those 9 works that you will hear.
So Mei Yi will be playing all of the 9 works that are competing for the prize.
Well, we wouldn't say it's a competition, more of a sustainability way of, you know, having a festival, so that the performance is one aspect, but then how do we continue this so that, you know, it's not just a performance, so we have it tied with the piano competition so that it continues the festival.
So may you tell me a little bit about your own interest in contemporary classical piano music?
Well, I think it's very important and it's my responsibility to be able to contribute towards, getting the works out there. You know, it's tough enough to write a piece, and I'm sure Adeline will tell you all about it, and it's tougher to get a first performance and then a second and a third. So I think it's very important for performers in the 21st century to play works by 21st century composers.
And that is something that you've been trying to do more of in your career, particularly, I think, in the last few years, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've always had great interest anyway in works by living composers. But in the past 5 years, I could say that the majority of my work is to perform works by modern composers.
And as someone who is currently based in the UK, how familiar or how in touch are you with the kind of composing that is happening with Malaysian composers?
To be honest, I wasn't very familiar with it. And then this year, we have a festival and this is the first time I'm playing all works by Malaysian composers, and I think it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the works already?
Yes, I've been studying
them. And what are your thoughts?
I hate to kind of do comparisons, but if I must, I think the works by composers in Malaysia, they are a lot more fluid, they are more open-minded. I feel that in Europe, European composers have a very strict or kind of rigid outlook. Rigid is the wrong word. But they kind of focus more on a structure, the monument of a piece. Whereas the compositions that I've encountered now, it's very flowing. It is more open-minded. And I think they all have great potential.
Adeline, you yourself are one of the composers that's being featured.
Yes.
Who are the others?
Oh, they come from various backgrounds. Some are very young, emerging composers. Some are more established composers. And some are still students. And what Mei says is very true about the pieces being very fluid. And that's why, you know, when we looked at the pieces, the word freehand was very suitable because they're all written without any boundaries, without any restrictions. And it's just the composers writing what they feel at their best for the piano. So, so that's what it's all about in this festival, being free to just, you know, explore your ideas and have a wonderful performance and let the audience hear all this Malaysian works.
May, you have performed in, you know, some world-renowned spaces, you know, you've performed with organizations like the English Chamber Orchestra, you've played with Helsinki Philharmonic, London Chamber Orchestra, and then with our own MPO as well. And then you've performed at festivals like Lucerne, at the Altschall Festival in Berlin. What is it like to perform in this sort of event, which is, in many ways, I suppose, I don't want to say a smaller scale, but I suppose the focus is a lot more specific, isn't it?
Yes, the focus is specific, but the audiences in Malaysia is very diverse. And it is quite amazing to see the demographics of audiences here and in Europe. In Europe, you will have, I guess, a lot of middle-class people, generally more mature audience. But in Malaysia, the audiences are more or less, I don't know, around the average age of 18, 19. So that is quite hopeful, isn't it, to see that the young generation is very interested in music and in classical music or contemporary classical music.
And how do you see a festival like this fitting into that area, Adeline, in terms of encouraging more young people to think of classical piano, classical music, as something that they can and should access?
Yeah. That's actually our main reason for having one of the reasons, I would say, is to expose students. Of course, you know, we're targeting music students, but really any student to be aware that piano music could be written by our local composers. And it's also a platform for local composers to showcase their pieces. And we would like to provide this opportunity. You know, this is our inaugural performance, but it will not be the only one. We will continue in the next 2 years. So it will be happening every 2 years with UCSI to plan in with their festival. So with UCSI Piano Festival and Competition, you have many participants who will be competing, and they're international students or performers, you know. And to have two Malaysian works being the compulsory repertoire piece to be played by the finalists, this slowly kind of reach out to international audience that, you know, Malaysia has many talents and many good composers, and this would slowly but surely, you know, bring out all these composers from Malaysia internationally.
Mm. And as a composer yourself, when you think of the music that you create, as well as your fellow composers that are being featured in this festival, is there a sense of the Malaysian? Is there a sense of the local that comes out in the music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think if you come for the concert, you'll be able to experience that because it's so unique. And there are some pieces that, you know, it's specifically referencing Malaysian. There's a theme that uses Malay theme. You know, one of the composers actually uses a story or history from a Malaysian legendary figure. And some uses the pantun. You know, it uses that as a structure for the piece, even though it's not music. But for us, it is music to us because of the structure and how it's created. And some, you know, actually bring out a particular instrument, for instance. So it's so free, and it has all these very unique elements to it that it really sets it apart from European Western writing for the piano.
Mm. Yeah. And me, what is it like to perform pieces like this?
Well, I suppose you will hear the first performance on August 14th, so I don't know yet. And it's great in a way that I really don't know yet. And I will be able to experience, you know, collaborating with the composers. We will meet, all of us, we will meet on the 14th, and we'll work it out, and it will be a great performance.
Also, I would like to add, some of the pieces that Mei-Yi will be performing are actually premiere. So composers have actually written specially for this festival. Mm. So again, it creates an opportunity to have new works being written for composers as well. Yeah.
And in terms of the performance itself, Mei-Yi, does it change that? Is it different for you that you're playing something that is local, that is you know, from where you grew up?
I hope not. I tend to approach every piece the same way. So if I approach a Beethoven sonata with the same seriousness as I would approach, let's say, Adeline's piece or any of the composers that I'll be playing, then I've done justice to it.
Is there some? Is it more challenging to perform? And actually, this is a question that I think both of you can answer from different perspectives. You know, when we think of piano, there is that tendency to think of Beethoven, to think of Bach. And is it more challenging then to convince an audience or to attract an audience to come to shows that are featuring contemporary composers?
Yes, and historically speaking, it has always been difficult to convince people to hear the first performance of a work. We have to remember, when Beethoven premiered his violin concerto, he had to get his violinist to have a little bit of a show between movements because he was afraid the audience would be bored. So we have encountered that before, and we are encountering it now, and it's normal, and we have to accept that, and we have to keep thriving, you know, to make it happen.
Yeah, I think what is important here is, you know, Mei-Yi also pointed that out before, is to have no expectations. I'm quoting Mei-Yi on this because these are new pieces. We are treating a very common and most well-known Western instrument in any part of the world. I mean, okay, we're looking at Malaysia here. Almost every household has a piano, or if not, someone is learning how to play the piano. So what happens here is we have a piano, but we have nine composers who treat this piano very differently. You know, like, so that's the beauty here. And that's what I think Mei-Yi is saying. She does not know what to expect yet until 14 August, because she'll be playing that whole concert in you know, a whole series. And it's very different than playing maybe a complete Beethoven sonata, perhaps, you know. So the feeling is very different here.
And it's also about teaching an audience to think of piano music in a different context, isn't it? Not just as something that you learn for your piano classes,
yes,
or that you listen to in a formal sort of space, but as something that is evolving and as something that can change.
Yes, exactly. Yes, that's what exactly it is.
Yeah. If you think about, you know, new things, of course people are going to be a little bit hesitant to try new things, but you know, music is not any different from computers. If you play on a new computer for the first time, you are, you know, stepping on unknown territories. And it's the same thing. And it is a wonderful feeling.
I think equating them to computers is probably one way to get people to understand what you're talking about. Well, thank you very much. Just to round things off, what is the, you know, for an audience that maybe isn't a classical music going audience, what is the best sort of mindset to come to the festival with?
With openness, I would say. Mm-hmm. Just be free with what you're hearing. And again, the best way is to have no expectations. Quoting Maggie again, I think that's so suitable. Absolutely. You know, just, you know, you may not hear familiar melodies. You definitely won't hear familiar melodies, but try to think of it as something that would, you know, direct you in freeing your imagination and trying to explore what the piece is trying to take you towards and what the composers are trying to experiment or say in their pieces. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Mila.
I've been speaking to pianist Mei-Yi Fu and festival director Adeline Wong about the Freehand Music Festival 2019, which is Malaysia's first contemporary classical piano composers festival. Mei-Yi will be the headline performer at the festival, and it's happening on the 14th of August at the Institute of Music at UCSI University. Entry is by donation of 50 ringgit or 30 ringgit for students and is available from freehandfestival.com. If you've missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcast on bfm.my, on our BFM app, and also on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.